And good evening, Viking Nation. Welcome to Martin Stadium. It is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff show. Another big night for high school football. A big Region 1-6A matchup between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Pirates of Brunswick, Georgia. The last time the Pirates were here, they came over for a state championship game in 1999 and went home dejected because they didn't win it. This is their first region game of the year. They are 3-0, and they had last week off to prepare for this one. Made the bus trip over, and They're 3-1. Thank you, fellas. I don't know why I knew they had three wins, but this is their first region game. It's going to be a big night for our Vikings. With me, as always, down on the sidelines is Marty Rogers, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, TBT, Taylor Biddle, and my buddy for many, many years, Bill Osborne. Bill, it's going to be a good night for football.
It really is. It's a great night. Friday night football. There's nothing better in South Georgia than Friday night football. And our Lowndes High Vikings, after last week, a hard-fought battle, 17-14, over what has become a very big rivalry with the Colquitt County Packers. That's a team that, over the years, has just been another team that the Lowndes Vikings play. The probably the biggest rivalry for Colquitt was the Valdosta Wildcats. But over the last several 3, 4, 5 years, they've become one of those rival games. And that was obvious in that ball game, a 17-14 ball game. A lot of different things going back and forth. The Vikings controlled the line of scrimmage, did a great job on the ground defensively. It was one of our best games of the year, I think. And tonight, this is a game that I'm a little concerned about. If you've heard of maybe a trap game, this is the game after a big rivalry and before the next big rivalry. If you come out flat in a ball game like this, the Brunswick Pirates are one of those teams. They're not very big in numbers, but they have great athletes. This is a team that we could go to sleep on, find ourselves with a loss, unless this Lowndes High Viking team comes out ready to play football.
But the good news is, I've heard practice this week has been maybe not on the par with practice last week, but it's still been a very good, intense practice. They have worked on cutting down on the number of turnovers. They have really worked on our holding calls that we saw quite a few of last week, and trying to work on their technique and stuff like that. And the players that I've talked to during the week, they have remained very, very focused and very aware of what this game right here means to them.
Well, the Lowndes High Vikings, our Vikings this year, a very mature team, even though we're not heavily laden with seniors. We do have around 20-some-odd seniors, but we've got a very strong junior class, a very strong sophomore class, that not only just are very good kids, but they're a little mature for their age. They understand where they are. They understand this could be a trap game. This is a game that they're going to come out prepared to play. The juniors lead as much as the seniors, so I'm confident in our team. I just hope that they don't get out early and kind of fall asleep, because a team like the Pirates, they can be dangerous.
Now, of course, you and TBT and Marty will get into it later on. But they've got a big defensive line, maybe not as big up front offensively as some of the teams we have faced, but they do have some speed, and like you say, they've got some athletes out there. And while we're here on the Southeastern Federal Union countdown to kickoff show, let's go ahead and do games around the region and give you an idea of what's going on in our area. Of course, our Vikings, number 4 in the state, 5-0 on the year, 1-0 in the region, home tonight versus Brunswick. Brunswick 3-1, 0-0 in the region. Valdosta 3-2 on the year, 0-1 in the region. They have taken the week off. The players have tonight off. And they'll get back at it on Monday, because we know next Friday night, and we'll talk about that later on tonight. Of course, the big Wintersville week coming up. Coffee 4-1, 1-0 in the region. They're at Camden 5-0. Camden 1-0 in the region. They will play at the Blue Cat Stadium tonight. Colquitt 3-2, 0-1 in the region. They're at Tiff County tonight. Tiff 2-3, 0-1 in the region. Berrien County, Rob Armstrong's Berrien County Rebels, 2-2 on the year. They're playing their first region game tonight, as they host Early County, Early 3-2, and 0-1. Brooks County, they're at Thomasville tonight. Brooks 5-0, 1-0 in the region. Thomasville 1-4, 0-1 in the region. Clinch County 3-2, they're off. They'll play next week against Irwin County. Cook County, boy, what a game tonight, Bill. If we wasn't here, we might want to be there. Cook County 4-0, 1-0 in the region. They're at Fitzgerald's homecoming game. Fitzgerald 4-1, 1-0 in the region. Lanier County, 2-3, 0-1. They're at Wilcox County, which is 2-2, 0-1. Valwood is home tonight against Sherwood Christian. Valwood undefeated. And tomorrow at 7 p.m. up in Carrollton, Georgia, it will be our Valdosta State Blazers will be at West Georgia. Valdosta State 3-2 on the year. West Georgia 2-2. Both teams 0-1. Somebody will get their first region win tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Dick Rocky and Tom Odom will have you all the action as the Blazers go up there to play for the Peach Basket in Carrollton, Georgia.
Yeah, and one of our former Vikings at West Carrollton with the Wolves, that is Kelly Dossey in his red shirt senior year, their starting cornerback. If you hadn't had a chance to see him play, this may be one of the last opportunities to see a great football game and to see Kelly Dossey play as well. Great career he's had after leaving Lowndes High School.
Absolutely. It's time to take it.
Well, I wanted to touch on something. I want to thank Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of our in-game stats. One of the things in our recap, we've had 41 penalties so far this year for 328 yards after five games. That's a lot of penalties, almost 70 yards a game. That's big, and only 270 in penalties for the opposition.
Now, I guess the number you look at is 41, and our opponents has had 40. But like you say, there's a disparity. When we have 328 yards in penalties, they have 270, even though we've got almost the same amount of penalties.
Yeah, that average, 65 yards a game for us and only 54 yards a game for our opponents.
And that adds up when you start getting into this time of the year. All righty, it's time for us to take our first break of the night. When we do, we come back. We're going to have Bill Osborne, TBT, Taylor Middletime, and Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. We will take a four-minute break. A four-minute break and come back. We'll have all things Vikings for you. You are listening to the Lowndes High football radio broadcast right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne. Beside me, Taylor Biddle. Down on the field, Marty Rogers. And somewhere in this stadium is Wes James. We have no idea where he's gone to, but this is his break time here as we are in the countdown to kickoff. Give him an opportunity to get down to the field, talk to some of the coaches, players, and get a feel for the game and be ready to come up and give you all the play-by-play action tonight against the Brunswick High Pirates. They've been out warming up, Taylor, for quite a little while down there, and now they've huddled up in that end zone, and you see them jumping up. They're fired up, ready for a great Region 1-6A ball game.
Absolutely, Bill. They're pretty motivated, and looks like, counting on their roster, 62 players are going to take the field for them tonight. And I tell you what, just like Camden County last week, they're new to our region. They want to come in here and make a statement in their first region game. They were, of course, off last week, so this will be their first region contest. And they're coming to play ball tonight. We can't take them lightly. Y'all mentioned earlier in the pregame that this is kind of a trap game. I like to call it a sandwich game in between two big rivalry games. We can't take these Pirates lightly tonight.
No, this is a very good football team, a team that maybe is not large in numbers, as we said, but they have great athletes, and we'll talk about them a little later on in the countdown to kickoff as we talk about our impact players. And it'll be a very good football game tonight. As Wes said, the last time this team came to visit Martin Stadium was in a state championship that Lowndes won in 1999. So not a big history for them, but I know they're excited to be back in Martin Stadium, and it can be a great game tonight. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and he's about the 50-yard line. I know he's talked with some of the officials, and you can see the players down there. How's things going down there, Marty?
Guys, this team down here is excited. They're ready to play football. I got a chance to speak to a couple of our players as they were out early warming up, catching some punts, talked to TQ, Nick Bergman, Jordan Williams. And they're excited. The one thing I was really looking forward to seeing tonight is how focused is our team. Something we'll try to ask Coach Mack about here in a little bit is, you know, we had a huge win last week. It was a big game against Colquitt. Next week's even a bigger game as we, of course, drive across town. But the most important game is tonight, is this game right here, the one that we're playing. And I wanted to see how our kids reacted and how they came out, if they were focused. And they seem to be. I'm very excited to see that. These young men know what's at stake, 5-0, and want to get to 6-0.
They sure do. And as we said, the Brunswick Pirates come in with a 3-1 record. They're averaging 30.5 points a game. However, they're allowing 72 points. 18 points. They've allowed 72 total points, 18 points a game, while the Vikings have averaged 38.6 points a game and only giving up 7.4. So I think, looking at the tail of the tape, our defense has the edge, but I wouldn't put anything past the Pirates yet.
Bill, and I'll even add to those stats there, you know, Brunswick's had a great year so far. They're 3-1. But last 2 weeks ago, their last game, they blew out Groves of Savannah, 62-14. So it kind of threw off their stats. Before that, their average margin of victory or average margin in their games was less than 3 points. So, I mean, they played some close games up until the 2 weeks ago. And, you know, they're a very dangerous team coming in offensively, but they are giving up some points. I agree, our defense does have the edge.
They certainly do. We're about 43 minutes away from kickoff, according to the scoreboard clock, and we'll be going down on the field shortly with the Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight, as we'll get an opportunity to talk to the head coach of Brunswick, as well as the head coach for our Lowndes Iowa Vikings, Randy McPherson. In the meantime, we've got a lot of things that we're going to be talking about this week coming up. We're focused on this game, yes, tonight, but there's a lot of things coming up next week as the Wintersville Classic will be coming up. I did want to mention before we got too far into the broadcast about before the game, within the game. Before the game, within the game, High School Sports Magazine will be having a tailgate party Thursday at the Valdosta Mall. That's Thursday, October 11th. There'll be representatives from Lowndes and Valdosta, cheerleaders, lots of giveaways. It's a great time. I've gone the last couple of years that In the Game magazine has sponsored that. And if you get an opportunity on Thursday, that'll be from 5 until 7, Thursday afternoon, 5 until 7, October 11th, the Before the Game, Within the Game High School Sports Magazine. Be sure and get out there for that next week.
Absolutely. Also going on next week is the Wintersville Classic Golf Tournament. It's been held annually for the Kiwanis Club. They've been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years. A bunch of events coming up next week, but like you said, we got to stay focused on this week. The Pirates, again, are out on the field dressed in the white uniforms, blue helmets, blue pants with high yellow socks. Every one of their team members has high yellow socks on. You don't see that too often with every single one of them wearing the same size socks. Your Vikings are in the crimson jerseys on crimson pants with the silver helmet. It's going to be a good game tonight. Marty, what's the activity like down there on the Pirates side of the field? We talked about the Vikings side of the field. What are you seeing out of the Pirates tonight?
Athletes, Taylor. That's the one thing I can say is athletes. And, of course, we all know that the last several years they've had very athletic teams. We remember the game 2 years ago against Valdosta, the great epic 64-62 game. And they're very, very, very well coached, and they're very athletic, and watching their offense warm up earlier tonight, and then right now again, they're out here throwing routes. They've got several receivers. They're going to spread it out offensively. They're going to throw the ball all over the place, and they're doing that in warm-ups now and doing it very, very impressively. So I'm actually really looking forward to seeing this team hit the field tonight and seeing how our defense can play against them.
They you see them out there, and you're exactly right. Good speed, it looks like. They're going to run a four wide offense, so they're going to throw the ball. They've got good wide receivers. They've got a young quarterback who we'll talk a little bit later on, and this is a guy who can get the ball down the field. We're going to have a test for us on our defense with our defensive backs tonight.
Absolutely. Going to probably give you a lot of the same looks that Colquitt gave us last week. Spreading the field out, want to go deep. I would imagine that we'll probably dial up a lot of the same pressure that we did last week, press the corners a good bit. We'll get into a little bit later in our impact players, but I think our secondary is going to be tested again tonight. You know, hopefully we can rise to the occasion and get the job done.
Yeah, I really do think so as well. I was saying we didn't talk about last week a little bit, but one of the things I was most impressed about was the sophistication of how our defense ran. We disguised blitzes. We ran stunts. So many different things. Our defensive ends, for as long as I can remember, defensive ends have boxed in, stopped the run. They went into coverage a lot last week.
Absolutely. I think that's how Trey Jackson got two of his picks. Looks like Marty is ready with Coach Floyd for the Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight.
Thanks, guys. And I am here with Coach Victor Floyd. Coach, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, you're entering your fifth year, or you're in your fifth year here at Brunswick. Your team's off to a 3-1 start and having a good year so far. Talk to us, and how would you grade your team so far in this? I mean, you've obviously finished the non-region schedule, entering the region schedule. How would you grade your team so far?
Probably about a B. If we had that game to redo it where, you know, we kind of gave that to them, you know, and came up a little short. But probably a B, and I think we're improving each week.
Well, Coach, you've coached in South Carolina. You've coached in North Carolina, I think Dudley High School. You've been successful at both those programs. You led your team to the state championship in each one of those schools, I believe. And you graduated from your North Carolina A&T grad. So you know good football. You've seen good football. But your team's entering into Region 1 6A now. And that's a region that's, of course, it's new this year, but Region 1 has always been known for great football. How excited are you, and how excited is your team to kick off this season, kick off this region season tonight?
Well, we're excited about the opportunity. You know, anytime you have an opportunity to play some of the best teams in the state and possibly in the country, it's always an exciting challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
Coach, offensively, you like to spread it out. We just got through talking about, you know, watching your team warm up. You're very athletic. You've got a lot of athletes on your offense that you like. You know, you do like to spread it and try to create space. We remember the epic game 2 years ago that you coached in over across town against Valdosta. Talk to us a little bit about your offense. What's the game plan tonight? I know you like to run it out of the shotgun, and you'll do some of both. Are you going to come out and try to spread it out, try to show short passes, or what basically is your overall game plan?
Well, you know, we always try to stay balanced, and that's really what we'll try to do. And we just want to get everybody involved and stay balanced. That's kind of the key to what we do.
Coach, obviously your offense is led by your senior quarterback, junior quarterback. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Junior quarterback, number 18, Corey Dixon. And of course, he's a tall kid, got a strong arm. Talk to us a little bit about that young man. I believe in the first game in the Art Russell Classic up there against Wayne County. He was actually hurt and wasn't quite expected to play, but came in and played well and led your team to a win.
He did. I mean, Corey's grown a lot over a year. Took some lumps last year as a sophomore. Had an opportunity to grow up during the year. Had a great off season, and he's getting better. And he's a real leader. He's a team leader. And the guys really rally around him and play well. So I think he's come a long ways. I give him an A in the category of improvement.
Well, that's great to hear. And you know, I know it's an asset to have a quarterback like that and a young man like that, but switching over to the defensive side of the ball, you base out of a 3-4. I think you run up, walk up to a 5-2 a lot. Your linebacker, outside linebackers are defensive ends, really. You know, what is your, you know, how do you defensively, what is your plan to slow down the running game of Lowndes? Of course, passing game hadn't been very strong this year, but how do you plan tonight to slow down the running game of Lowndes?
Well, they do such a great job. They're real solid and efficient on offense. I mean, they don't make a lot of mistakes. Biggest thing defensively, you got to find a way to crowd the lanes and try not to beat yourself.
Coach, you had the off week last week. What did you do during off week? You know, what was your focus? How did you utilize the off week? And do you think the off week helps you, or does it hurt you because you kind of lose a rhythm?
Well, I think it helps us for the simple fact we were successful getting to the off week healthy. And we wanted to get there healthy. Reevaluate the first four games, make any adjustments that need to be made for region play, and then go into the region. So it gives you time to work out some kinks.
Well, Coach, we look forward to watching your team tonight. Good luck the rest of the season. Thanks for taking a minute to speak with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty, and thanks to Coach Floyd for that equipment, parts supply, Coach's Spotlight. We're going to take a quick break here, I think. We'll get to Coach McPherson here in just a little while, and we'll get his thoughts about tonight's game as well. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network. We'll be right back after this break. And welcome back to Martin Stadium and the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. This is the pregame show as our Lowndes High Vikings get ready to take on the Brunswick Pirates. We're going to go down the field now to Marty Rogers and Coach Randy McPherson for the Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight. Marty, take it away.
Hey, guys, I do. I got Coach McPherson down here. Of course, we always, as always, Coach, thanks for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, it's been a tough week. Lots been said about your team this week. I know that this team and you are ready to get back on here, and Friday night, 8 o'clock, couldn't come soon enough.
Yeah, we're ready to go, man. We're ready.
Coach, last week, offensively, you played extremely well. We talked Tuesday night at the Randy McPherson Coaches Show over at the Holiday Inn. About the fact that you moved the ball, but you stopped yourself. You had too many penalties. What did you do this week in practice to try to correct that?
Yeah, we've been working hard on it, you know, just executing, you know, not having the motion calls, paying attention to where our hands off when we're blocking for the holding. We definitely got better this week.
Coach, last week you were only 1 of 5 passing, had 0 yards, but you had a great ground game. As you've had all year long, what's the game plan tonight, or do you – are you going to keep it on the ground as we've done so far? Are you going to try to open it up a little bit? But, you know, overall, what are you hoping to do tonight?
I think we're probably going to have to throw the ball some tonight, man. These guys are good on defense. They're fast. we're going to take what they give us, you know.
Well, Coach, last week after the game, the last time we spoke, actually, you were very excited and were at a loss for words to some degree, and mostly about your defense and how great they played. Your starters have only given up 2 touchdowns now in 5 games. You know, you've got to be happy about your defense. What do you plan on doing tonight defensively? What have you seen on film from Brunswick, and what do you do to try to slow down their spread offense? And we all know that they've got a great offense.
Well, you know, I think we can play better on defense. You know, we gave up some plays last week. You know, offense like Brunswick's got is a very good offense. We got to be in the right spots. We got to execute. We can't give up the big play, and we got to pressure the quarterback.
Pressuring the quarterback, that's exactly right. And that leads into my next question. Last week you did put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. You had Mobley and Seagraves over at Colquitt, and, you know, mixed up all game long. Tonight, are you going to be doing that same thing, mixing up blitzes and coverage? Are you going to line the box and come at him, or are we going to play soft on that 4 wide receiver set?
We're going to, you know, play this, you know, basically mixing it up like we did last week, probably a little bit more, trying to pressure him, trying to take the air out of the routes.
Coach, the last question. Obviously, we all know last week was a big win. It was a big game, first region game. Got a bigger game next week, but most importantly, tonight you got a game against Brunswick. How have you kept this team focused on tonight's game and bring them down from last week's victory and keep them from looking ahead to next week? What have you done to keep this team focused on tonight?
Our goal is, and the region championship's on the line every week.
You're absolutely right, Coach. Good luck tonight. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Marty. And the Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight. We got 28 minutes left on the clock here. And as I look down on the field, both teams kind of running through some of their initial plays. Anything you want to add before we take our final break before we go into our impact players?
No, I just wanted to add the crowd's looking good, filling in nicely. Like you said, 28 minutes till kickoff. Weather seems to be pretty good tonight, going to hold off the rain hopefully. Looks like, you know, Brunswick's ready to play. They're looking pretty sharp in their pregame. You know, we had mentioned their quarterback and their 4 wide. Those guys look like some athletes. We're going to have to be ready for them. We'll get into those impact players a little bit later on in the pregame show. But, you know, I'm ready to get this region ball game underway.
We sure are. I do want to thank the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on Hill Avenue, where we have our Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Be sure and join us every Tuesday night. We start at about 6:45. Coach Mack will be there at 7. And we'll bring you all the action of last week's game. We'll talk about the next week's game. Great time we've had out there. Great food at the Holiday Inn. Come out and join us at the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. We're going to take a 4-minute break. When we come back, we'll have our impact players of the game. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Martin Stadium and the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne. Beside me, Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. And we are getting you ready for the Lounge High Vikings football game against the Brunswick Pirates. First Region 1-6A game for Brunswick. The second region game for our Lounge High Vikings, 1-0 in region play. I do want to thank Chick-fil-A, both our locations, one here on St. Augustine Road, as well as the location on Inner Perimeter Road, for their sponsorship of Lounge High football. Charlie and his group over here provide us nugget trays on home games for all the press box, while the Kenneth White and his crew over on Inner Perimeter provide lunch for us on Thursday. We get an opportunity to sit down and get ready to talk about some of our players of the game and what we're going to segue into in here in just a minute, our impact players. We get a chance to talk about that, look at stats, and thanks to Chick-fil-A for all that they do for Lounge High Athletics. I did want to, after we wrap up, I do want to get Marty to talk about the middle school teams and what they're doing. So before we get into that, Marty, talk a little bit about Lounge Middle School, Hayhira Middle School, and Pine Grove, and what they're doing in their football programs.
Guys, our middle school programs are having a great year, and obviously that's where it starts, is at the middle school level. You know, I have the pleasure of doing the PA announcement down at Lounge Middle School with Coach Steve Holly. He and his staff do a great job. They're 7th grade. 6th and 7th grade won this week. They played Pine Grove. The 8th grade won up at Pine Grove yesterday. The 8th grade's undefeated. I think the 7th grade may have lost one. But just to name a few of those kids, Tyson Harris on the 8th grade team is having a phenomenal year offensively, defensively. Malik Wright, Xavier Dixon, I could go on and on at the players that are having a great year for them down there. Seventh grade, you've got a couple other guys, Jamar Walton, Casey Weldon, Eli Joyner. Several of those young men are having a great game. I mean, a great season so far. Over at Hay Higher Middle, they're having a great year too, and both the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade teams won this week. They beat Coffee Middle, and just to name a few of the players down there, we've got Kamari Haynes as a fullback, and I understand he's a big, bruising type fullback who's very fast, and according to the coach down at Hay Higher Middle, he's really expecting him to have a big, big career up here at Lowndes High School. He's also got a kid named Jeffrey Davis, who's having a good year down there. I think he's the quarterback. Got a couple running backs, Jalen Smith and JT Smith, who are also running backs. And according to the coach, Lance Ekdahl, he thinks one of these young men has a chance to give Lynn Williams, Derek Perry a run for their money up here at, for the rushing title at Lowndes High School, who both of those kids came from Hay Higher Middle. So, you know, a lot going on in our middle schools. Of course, Coach Dias is in his last year at Pine Grove. They're not having quite as much success this year, but they played Lowndes Middle, and it's hard to go down there and win down there at the Dirty South down at Lowndes Middle School. So you got to be proud of our middle school programs, our coaches. They're all doing a great job, and very, very proud of those young men, and look forward to watching them play in a few years up here at Lowndes High School.
Thank you, Marty, for that update on our middle schools. Taylor, what you got for us?
Yeah, it's time for our impact players of the game. Just about 19 minutes and 30 seconds away from kickoff. Here at Lowndes High, Vikings going to be taking on the Brunswick Pirates. I want to start off on the Brunswick side of the ball on offense. We've talked a lot this week, and in the pregame a little bit, Coach Mack alluded to it, that we had a lot of success up front putting pressure on the quarterbacks last week. He said he wants to do that again this week. My impact players to watch tonight for the Brunswick Pirates are going to be their line, starting with the center, Jackson Griffin. He's a sophomore. The right guard, Linus George, he's a junior. The right tackle, Trevor Bryant, he's a senior. The left guard, Deontay Johnson, he's a senior. And the left tackle, Jamie Bennett, he's a sophomore. So two sophomores, two seniors, and a junior going to make up their offensive line. Maybe a little bit of inexperience. We'll see if we can take advantage of that. Those are my impact players tonight for the Brunswick Pirates on offense.
Guys, offensively, I'm going to go with number 18, their quarterback, Mr.
Corey
Dixon. Sorry about that, guys. Corey Dixon, their quarterback. He's a junior. He's a big, tall kid, 6'4", 190. He's their leader. We talked to Coach about him earlier. The first game of the year, he was hurt. It hurt his hand back during the preseason. They didn't really expect him to play, but he came in the second quarter and was 14 of 17 for 134 yards and two TDs. He's a very accurate passer, really will spread it out, throw it to a lot of receivers, sees the field well, and I think he's got to have a great game tonight, and he will be one of the impact players for Brunswick Pirates tonight against our Vikings.
Well, I'm going to go at the other end of his arm, and that is the wide receiver, number four, Lavosh Wynn. Lavosh, also a punt returner, kick returner. This is kind of the do-all guy. Lavosh Wynn is a wide receiver. He'll be wearing number four tonight. You'll want to keep an eye on him. He's going to spread the field, and he's really going to push our cornerbacks tonight. But that'll be my impact player, the guy I'm watching tonight, number four, Lavosh Wynn for the Brunswick Pirates.
Good choice, Bill. Flipping over to the Lowndes defense, who's going to be trying to contain that offense of the Pirates. I'm going to go with our senior, one of the leaders on this team, number two, Tyquan Lang. 20 tackles on the season, two fumble recoveries, two pass breakups, one forced fumble. You can't only talk about Tyquan on defense because he's really active on special teams as well. He's got 11 punt returns for a total of 196 yards this season. He's got one touchdown. Of course, that was last week. He's averaging 17.8 yards per punt return. On the kickoff side, Tyquan had three kickoff returns for 96 yards. He's averaging 32 yards per kickoff. So you might start to see teams later in the season kick away from Tyquan Lang. But overall tonight, my defensive side of the ball, impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings, Tyquan Lang.
Guys, my defensive players, impact players tonight for Lowndes, I'm going to go with the position. I'm going to go with defensive end. Our defense is a unit made up of several players. There's no individuals really out there, and again, it's hard to pick one player to me. Last week, we put a lot of pressure on Cole Seagroves and Mobley over at Coffee County, and I think we're going to need to put pressure on Dixon tonight. looking at those defensive ends, you got four of them. You got Ellis Griffin, you've got Jamacy Wright, Dante Robinson. Sam Washington plays some down at tackle, and he plays outside some. But those four guys are combined. They've got combined almost 40 tackles, and they've got about six sacks between the four of them. So, again, they're going to have to put a lot of pressure on Dixon tonight. Look for our defensive ends to really try to contain Corey Dixon, put pressure on him, and disrupt this offense of Brunswick.
Well, I'm going to go on the cornerback, and I'm going to mostly specify Kenny Moore. Kenny is going to be an impact. He could have a big, big night if he's able to do what he's done and what he's demonstrated the last two or three games, and that is that he's able to stay with wide receivers so well that he puts himself in a good position that he's going to be able to make some good pass breakups, possibly some interceptions. So Kenny Moore will be my impact player for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight.
Flipping over on the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings, I'm going to have to go with number 21, Nick Bergman, 5'8" senior, another leader on this team. He's got 46 carries for 409 yards. He's got eight touchdowns, guys, on the year. He's averaging 8.6 yards per carry. And he's got 80. He's an average of 81 yards per game. You know, with a team that mixes it up, putting 10, 12, 9 people touching the ball tonight, for a guy to average almost 100 yards rushing per night is very critical to our offense. So now we're in region play. Nick Bergman is going to continue to lead this team on offense. Nick Bergman, number 21, is my impact player for the Lowndes High offense.
Taylor, you can never go wrong picking Nick Bergman. Obviously, he's that senior leader on that offense. But another senior leader is a guy that I'm going to go with tonight. It's number 76, Anthony Chandler, senior, 6'4", 320 pounds. You can pick anybody on our offensive line. We've had several, especially the seniors, Tyler Altman coming back last week after an ankle injury. You've got Trevor Scarborough. But to me, it all starts with Anthony Chandler, the left tackle. He's the one that protects the quarterback's blind side on any passing play, but he's also the one that generally is leading the charge on that sweep, that power that we run all game long. Anthony Chandler, to me, is our offensive impact player of the game tonight.
Well, for us offensively, I think where I'm going to go is number 14, Alex Stevenson. I think tonight is the night, game six, that Alex will step out and make this team his own. He's going to be that quarterback that's going to lead us when we start this run now. He played very well last week. He's done a great job so far. He's 14 of 25, 166 yards in the air, one touchdown, one interception. He's averaging 33.2 yards a game. Doesn't sound like a lot. But when you compare it, he's done a good job, and I think tonight is the night that he's going to make a big difference.
Absolutely. Just about 13 minutes away from kickoff, the band is on the field.
Well, let's go ahead. We still have the defense for them, right?
Yes, absolutely. Sorry about that, Bill.
Go ahead.
On the defensive side of the ball for the Brunswick Pirates, I'm going to go with the linebacking crew. Marty mentioned earlier with Coach Floyd that they're going to base in a 4-3, but they will show a 5-2 every once in a while against the run, heavy offensive, Lowndes High. That means their linebackers are going to be very active. I'm going with the position on the defensive side of the ball. Linebackers, Quan Tobler, number 37. He's a junior for the Pirates. And at linebacker, number 94, Mike Dunson. He's a senior. Keep a real close eye on those guys tonight.
Well, Marty, who do you have defensively for the Brunswick Pirates? We'll go ahead and get this in before our national anthem. See where Marty's going off to.
Go ahead and give yours, Bill.
All right. I'm going to look at, Shaquille Davis, a defensive tackle, number 79. This is a guy who is a big-time player, big body, big defensive lineman. We're going to need to do a great job just contain him. And if he has the kind of night he's capable of, he could be a great impact for the Brunswick Pirates. So tonight he'll be my impact player for the Brunswick Pirates on defense.
And looks like Marty is unavailable. We're going to take a two-minute break, 11 minutes to kick off. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium. We're going to take a minute and let you enjoy the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen in their rendition of our national anthem. And there you have it. We want to make sure all of our fans get to enjoy the greatest band in the South, the Loudside Georgia Bridgemen. And we welcome back to the booth our voice of the Vikings, Wes James. Wes, you had a great time down the sideline, right?
I absolutely had a chance to get down and take a look at our team to see the intensity level, and it is a good level down there. They're ready to play some football and ready to get started. Want to say hello tonight to our good friends Brad and Chris, all of the customer service technicians, and a hello to the folks sitting there eating supper. Hey, you. You just eat that piece of shrimp. That's good shrimp, isn't it? That's what Bill had on Wednesday.
Yeah, and order the grits. Mix those shrimp in there with the grits.
No. Order the grits. Dip your hush puppies in those. That's hush puppy dipping sauce, Bill.
There we go. Want to thank them, Crystal River Seafood on St. Augustine Road. What a great place to go for lunch, dinner, anytime. Crystal River Seafood on St. Augustine Road. They put more food on your plate than your mama does.
Brad and Chris and all the customer service technicians, and hello to our special customer service technician, Miss Brenda, who's in the hospital recovering. And we miss you not being there. We'll
hope
see
you're feeling
you
well soon.
Soon. And I want to remind you of the Lounge High Coaches Show on Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about tonight's broadcast, not tonight's broadcast, but tonight's football game and the upcoming football game next week, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in tonight's broadcast. That's the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on West Hill Avenue. And we usually get there, we go near about 6:45. Coach Mack sits down about 7 o'clock. They have a great, great buffet. They have the Viking Voice menu in case you want to order something off that. Everything is under $10. Everything under $10, and that includes your drink. We have our own room, and I tell you what, it's probably the nicest that we have ever had in the 11 years of doing the Lounge Side Coaches Show. We really, really enjoy that. And that's a good place to come and get your tickets for the Pine Grove Middle School golf cart giveaway. And, of course, the golf cart is here at the stadium tonight. It's underneath where you come in. You can see it. You get your tickets. I think they're $2 a piece, or Coach Dice or somebody will make you a deal if you're going to buy five or more tickets. But that's a great place to come get your tickets. This year's golf cart, Bill's got a stereo.
Yeah, I've heard they've really, and Coach Dice said last week, they keep making it better and better. But you can come get tickets Tuesday night as well at the Lounge High Coaches Show, as well as here at the games. Or you can call Coach Dice at Pine Grove Middle School. We'll make sure you get some tickets.
Absolutely. And tell you what, I was getting crunk down there on the sidelines, Bill.
I do know that. I do want to take just a moment and thank all of our fans for joining us last week at Colquitt County High School. We want to publicly apologize for the technical difficulties that we had last week. We do know that that was an issue, and we have addressed that. That was due to a very poor cell phone signal. But we want to assure you as listeners that we apologize, and that has been corrected, and we should have a normal broadcast throughout the rest of the season. We've made provisions to make sure that we don't have that issue again, and again, we apologize. A new feature we're going to add to our website, www.thevikingvoice, by Monday, we'll have a suggestion box. We have heard over the last several days with the poor broadcasting of that game because of the technical issues, some issues and ideas, and we really appreciate feedback and ideas. We want you, as our listeners and fans, please let us know what you think. So be sure and go by our website. That's www.thevikingvoice.com. And we'll make sure that beginning Monday that suggestion box is available. You can make suggestions anonymously, or you can give us a return address. We'll be glad to respond to those individually as well if you like. Taylor, what do you got?
Captains for tonight for the visiting Pirates, number 18, Corey Dixon. Number 37, Quan Tobler. Number 57, Jerry Clark. And number 2, Chris Trimmings. For your Lounge High Vikings, number 21, Nick Bergman. Number 88, Sam Washington. Number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds. And number 14, Alex Stevenson.
And they're waiting on the cat. They'll be taking them out on the field here very, very shortly for the coin toss. We're about 4 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to keep it right here for just another minute or two. Bill Crouch still filing in and they're getting their seats. A lot of maroon. It's good to be back home here in the Concrete Palace.
Yes, it really is. We said last week, of course, we were at Colquitt County High School. And anytime you go a place, no matter how you're treated or the facilities that are available, there's still nothing like home. And I tell you, being back here in our own spots, it's a comfort level. And we absolutely love being here at the Concrete Palace. We try to make our home away from home when we go, but there's nothing like home. And I'm glad to be back here. We will have two more away games this year. And as I said, we're looking forward to those as well. But anytime you get to play right here at the friendly confines of the Concrete Palace, Martin Stadium, there's nothing better.
There is nothing better at all. And I think Taylor liked that little thing I got where I said I got crunk. He kind of looked at me like, what?
Yeah, I hadn't heard that in a while, Wes, so it was good to hear that that term of excitement.
Big game for Brunswick tonight. They're, like I said, this is their first region game. They're 3-1 on the year. Our Vikings 5-0, 1-0 in the region. And, it, Bill, as you alluded to very early in the pregame, that this is one of those trap games. Before we go much further, I just want to say hello to just a couple of folks, Mr. and Mrs. Inman, listening tonight. They can't be here. We saw them at Chick-fil-A yesterday. They just can't make it anymore. But Miss Glenda and Mr. Inman, they listen faithfully to every broadcast home and away. I want to tell you hello. And also to Rex and Lucy Brown, Coach Bubba Brown's parents up in North Carolina. Bill, stop, look, listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
In just a moment, we'll go down to the sidelines for a Commercial Banking Company sideline update and the coin toss to get this game started. You'll find out first right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Mr. Willis, I'm going to be your referee tonight. There's Mr. Holmes. He's going to be the umpire. The rest of our crew, we're going to work hard for you tonight. We're going to be where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be, and we're going to give you a good game. And we expect the same thing out of y'all. We expect great sportsmanship, okay? Let's play football, have a great game. All right, Captain 18, I've got a tails, I've got a heads. I'm going to toss it, and I'm going to catch it. If I drop it, I'm going to do it over again. I want you to call it loud enough Captain 14 can hear it, okay? In the air.
Tails.
He called tails. Let's see what we got here. We have a tails. I believe you want the football, correct? Okay, I believe you want to kick toward the scoreboard. White, put your backs to that goal. Red, put your backs to this goal. All right, gentlemen, let's come out here and let's play football. Get your teams out here. Let's have a great one.
Guys, that is the coin toss. They won. They got the ball. We will be playing defense first, kicking it towards our field house, and that's how we will start off this second game of Region 1-6A play season so far.
We want to thank everybody for listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We are just a minute away from kickoff, and for all your play-by-play action, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.